Nolte, poll, majority of Democrats unsure or say U.S. would be better off if Trump murdered. By John Nolte on September 18, 2024. A majority of Democrats say they are either unsure if America would be better off if Trump had been murdered over the weekend or flat out say America would be better off. This poll of 1,000 registered voters was taken by Scott Rasmussen, president of RMG Research, on September 16 to 17 on behalf of Napolitan News. The desensitization of some Americans following the second assassination attempt of former President Trump is alarming, writes Napolitan News. 17% of voters believe America would have been better off if former President Trump had been killed in last week's attempted assassination. That's not the worst of it. There is just no question that Democrats like Kamala Harris and Joe Biden, along with their corporate media allies, especially at CNN and MSNBC, have accomplished their mission in radicalizing Democrats into seeing former President Trump as something less than human, someone who deserves to be murdered. The most troubling numbers can be found in the crosstabs. RMG Research asked, while it is always difficult to wish ill of another human being, would America be better off if Donald Trump had been killed last weekend? The result? Well, a majority of Democrats do not find it difficult at all to wish ill of another human being. Only 47% of Democrats said no to that question, while 28% said American would be better off if Trump had been murdered and 25% were unsure. In other words, 53% of Democrats are either okay with Trump being murdered or on the fence about it. Napolitan News Institute reported. 49% of Democrats think it's at least somewhat likely that Trump himself or the Trump campaign was involved with the assassination attempt, with 21% saying it was very likely. 52% of Republicans think it's at least somewhat likely that the Democratic Party or the Harris campaign was involved, with 28% saying it's very likely. As I've said before, it is one thing for politicians to engage in unique threat to democracy rhetoric. But never in my lifetime have I seen the corporate media jump on a bandwagon that is clearly intended to incite an assassin to murder a fellow human being. The following is simply a fact. When the media deliberately spread incendiary lies about a man, especially a man who could be our next president, there is just no question CNN, MSNBC, The Atlantic, The New Republic, Newsweek, ABC News, The Washington Post, NPR, and a whole bunch of others are signaling for a hero to assassinate Donald Trump. Think about this. If you truly believe Trump is the next Hitler, is a unique threat to democracy, that he will kill or imprison his political enemies. If you truly believe he will become a dictator on day one, that he's a racist who praises Nazis, that he told Putin to invade Ukraine, that he is a Russian spy, that he's promising a bloodbath if he loses, that he's responsible for 33 Ohio bomb threats. Would you not feel it is your patriotic duty to murder this man? Of course, you would. And those lies are constantly repeated, not only by Democrats but by the corporate media. Kamala repeated most of those lies in front of over 50 million people at the presidential debate, and the ABC News moderators did not fact-check her. And that was ABC's way of saying to the world, because they did fact-check, but only Trump, that one. Everything she said is true, and two, this man must be assassinated. Not to pat myself on the back, but this is something I've been warning about going back a full decade and into the first year of Trump's first term. If all of the above doesn't convince you the media want Trump dead, ask yourself why the media are right now blaming Trump for this latest assassination attempt against him. That's a blatant psyop to desensitize the public. You see, if we believe Trump brought it on himself and/or had it coming, as a lot of Democrats do, we won't be so outraged watching his brains get blown out of his head. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.